Heavy trials lead to fruitful seasons. Matthew chapter 4, verse number 11. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came to minister unto him. Satan had come to tempt the Lord in a most grievous way in Matthew chapter 4. He threw everything at Jesus he possibly could have. If thou be the Son of God, do this or do that, tempting him, provoking him, trying to get the Lord to do wrong. What audacity and what pride from the wicked one. And the Lord, by his power and by the weapon of the word of God, came victorious through the trial. There are times that we must be tempted and tried. Satan took Jesus through a roller coaster of events, from the wilderness to the pinnacle temple, all designed to knock him off course. But our blessed Lord battled the fiery one and defeated him by a thus saith the Lord, and it is written. But we see a change that takes place. The old serpent leaves him. Luke says, and when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. But if only it be for a season, then praise God for that blessed season of relief away from the tempter and the wicked one. But then Satan departs from him. But after his sore trials and temptations came a harvest of fruitfulness. For the Lord began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jonah was thrown into the sea of tribulation. Then the whole town of Nineveh repented at his preaching. Elijah slew Jezebel's 500 prophets of Baal, then had his fainting fit, but soon after anointed a king and a new prophet, and would go on to slay Jezebel and defeat all of his enemies. Times of temptations usher in times of fruitful victory. Jesus here shows us that he was sorely tempted and tried by Satan, but his Father allowed it to happen. He allowed it to happen for a reason. His 12 disciples then follow him, and Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net in the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in a ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. And he called them, and they immediately left the ship and their father, and followed him. So we see that Jesus was sorely tempted and tried. But after his temptation came a fruitful season where God gave him disciples and they followed him. Christ was tempted for our sakes, not for his, to be an example, to be in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. So then we should learn from Christ that heavy trials bring fruitful harvests. Maybe you're going through a heavy trial right now, or have been through a season of heavy trials. Seasons do change. They will not always be the same. Though it feels as if the winter will always go on, though it feels as if the night of winter will never end, the light will come. The Bible says, the people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. That's how fast it happens. As fast as the season comes in, then the season is gone. Learn to wait on God. Learn to be patient. To wait for the fruitful harvest. It will not tarry. It will come. God will try a man who he will use. Whom he bruises, he uses. And truly, the man that he does bruise and break his bones, he will restore that man, make him better than he was before, and give him a fruitful life. The corn of wheat must sink into the earth and die, and when it does, it bears much fruit.